Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague of many years, Simon Constable, writing for The Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications, and also an Englishman in the south of France. So Simon is my eyes on paradise and also is capable of helping me understand the various football clubs and their attached cities back in England and how that is often contributing to the politics of the moment. We address, however, first the paradise part of Simon's assignment. Simon, last we talked, you were in the foothills of the Pyrenees after a vigorous climb to 2,700 meters, something high, and you were looking above the clouds. You're now returned to Albi. How is your weather in paradise? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Yesterday, it was a downpour, and thank goodness that has stopped. Today, it's just cloudy. Started the day at 36 Fahrenheit, ended the day at the high of 46 Fahrenheit with clouds all day. So not terrible, not wonderful, but I'll take it.
And the weather prospect here is winter time. This is your winter. We're under a foot of snow with flakes every night, and it can be -3 in the morning for me and the Spaniels. -3 Fahrenheit, Simon. I don't ask you to translate. It's cold here, but it's New England. This is a typical south of France winter. Have you heard the farmers tell you that?
Yes, this is typical. It's very similar to how it was last year and the year before. The only difference was when we had negative Celsius days, which was kind of a shock to us. But that is nothing like negative Fahrenheit days, which is absolutely freaky from a French point of view. That would actually stop everything, I think, in France if that actually happened.
We go then your pleasant walks in the wilderness with Juno and Lyra. Lyra is the puppy learning everything for the first time. This is her first winter, I think, year two.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. She's in her first year and is a few months away from being 1 year old.
And how is she taking the weather these days? There were moments she didn't like the cold.
She doesn't really like the cold that much. Took her out yesterday for a long walk in the morning. Wasn't really that keen on it. Neither was Juno, her elder sister. One thing that Lyra did do is starting getting snappy with Juno occasionally yesterday, and that's all stopped because I think we've managed to, my wife particularly has managed to get her to stop being snappy to her elder sister, and that's really good. This is really good progress, and I understand that puppies do this. So, yes, they're coming on well.
Now from paradise, we go to the competition of the marketplace, watching commodities especially in a world of direct peer-to-peer competition and trade. In other words, from mercantilism to the idea of free trade. Commodities are the resource for the developing countries. I start with the metals because copper is for the building of the tech centers we're told we need for the rest of the century. Iron also making steel. But we're paying attention to other metals, particularly gold and silver, because their rise is demanding an explanation. Let's begin with copper. It's moved a dramatic amount in the last year. Any movement here at the beginning of the year?
Yes, it's edging up at the moment. It's now $5.92 per pound. And as I've said many, many times, it was 60 cents a pound in the 1990s, the late 1990s. So it's really, really come a long way. This year, it's up 39%, and it's been edging up this year, but it hasn't been really moving in massive amounts this year, but it's staying high. I'm sure in a few weeks, it'll get beyond $6 per pound and go on with that. We've got iron ore doing the same thing. It's edging up. It's now $106 a metric ton. That's up 5% on the year. Now, remember, iron ore is just what they get out of the ground, basically. And then it goes on to be smelted into steel. And steel prices are going up a lot more. It's a lot more of a value-added product. But it comes from iron ore. So that's very interesting to me. Let's go to gold now. Gold is has burst through $5,000 to $5,262 an ounce. That's a troy ounce. There are only 12 of them in a troy pound, just to confuse everybody. And that's up 91% on the year. And then the real whizzy precious metal has been silver. It's now $113 per troy ounce. That's up 265% over the last year. That really is an absolute incredible move upwards, and I would expect it to go more. It tends to be a thinner market, and it's not very basically the getting it out of the ground doesn't depend on the price of silver, because it tends to be a secondary extra thing coming out of gold mines. So we don't need to worry about that, but it's still gone high, and that's pretty interesting. I think the other thing we should be looking at with precious metals, gold and silver, is that this is a sign of thumbs down for the economy in America. It's basically saying investors are worried about the collapse of the dollar, or the future collapse of the dollar, or what we've had over the last year, which is a drop of about 20%. In the value of the dollar. Maybe that's a little bit too high, but it's not good. And people are saying, okay, well, I don't really trust the dollar too much anymore. Maybe just a little less than it was. Anyway, we've also got Brent crude going up at $68 per barrel, and that's down 14% on the year. Now, a lot of the jump up from around 60, which wasn't that long ago, it was this year, earlier this year, that would have been driven by two things. One thing is you've got a fall in the value of the dollar, and anything priced in dollars will see an increase like that. And also, we've seen a cold snap in America, which, of course, John has mentioned already. And we've seen Brent go up at the same time. And we've seen TTF, which is the European natural gas, that's gone up. And US natural gas has gone up about the same amount. So these are all going up for the same reasons: coldness and also the dollar weakening.
Food complex. We'll start with coffee because you and I live on it. Any change there? What's year over year?
Well, year over year, it's minus 1%. Now, this is the first going down in quite a long time. If you remember, every week we've been doing for the last year, or actually over a year, talking about coffee, and it was going up every week. Now it's down. It's down a little bit, which might be the sign that it's really going to turn and go back to a normal situation. But it's $3.60 per pound. Again, that's the wholesale rate. You won't pay that in for that amount for it in a supermarket. You'll pay 4 to 5 times that amount. Hopefully that starts to be the beginning of the end of the really high price.
Hope is
coffee.
Not a plan, Simon. Okay.
It's not a plan.
What I'm noting is they're holding these prices, not that they're retreating and they're holding the high price. It might be the future. They like the high price. They claim there was a bad crop, but the bad crop excuses wearing thin. All right. Soybeans are a matter a great deal. So does wheat. Anything changing there?
Not a whole lot, actually. It's really sticking fast. So we got wheat at $5.31 per bushel, and that's down 4% on the year, despite the really real cold in America. And soybeans is up 1.7% at $1,780 per bushel. So that's not much of a change
and
either.
You're talking year over year, not the calendar year 2026. You're talking year over year. No significant change.
They've gone up a little bit over the last few weeks, but not really that much. They've been pretty stable compared to a lot of other things.
Simon Constable giving us the commodities. The one I've watched very carefully is copper. The gold and silver, that sure looks like something bad's happening out there, but I can't tell. We'll note one more detail here. The farmers were much exercised about Mercosur, which is now gone at direction of the courts for consideration for a year. It's being looked at by the courts. Mercosur is a trade agreement between the European Union and the states of South America for better and cheaper food. Have you seen anything about it in the news, or have your farmer friends talked about it, or is it last week's news?
It's last week's news. And realistically, I think the whole of the EU is going to say, well, yes, it may hurt some of the farmers, but maybe we need to give them some subsidies. That's what I suspect will happen. They're very good in the European Union about giving displaced workers, and that includes farmers, a little bit of a subsidy when something like this happens. I don't know whether that's a good idea or not, but I do know that farmers work harder than anyone I've ever seen.
Simon Constable, south of France. We're headed to England. He's an Englishman in the south of France, and there's trouble, big trouble in labor. I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.